Good evening. This is the first meeting of the 2021 Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm convening this meeting. My name is Alex Steinberg. And since we don't have officers or anything yet, I'll call the roll to see if we have quorum. Okay. Sandra Rowland.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Ali Lexa. But I heard him before. Ali, are you on? Okay, I guess not. Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Here.
And Alex Steinberg, that's me, I'm here. Okay, so we have... We're down one person, Ali.
Well, Ralph here. Hello.
Ralph, you're not on this committee.
Oh, okay. What committee is it?
You're welcome to listen in if you want.
So you listed me as being in the personnel committee.
Yeah. You're not on the personnel committee, but you're welcome to listen in and make contributions if you want to.
No, okay, I was just making sure, you know, like if I was on a committee, I would be there.
Okay.
He sent me an email, but that's okay.
Hmm. So, okay. Alex, I thought that Lawrence was on this committee too, no?
That was last year's committee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a new addition. It's 2021.
I thought that he signed up for this one.
I believe that Lawrence did sign up, but the winner was Ali.
There was an election.
Oh, there was a contested election.
There was an election, and Ali left.
That shows I don't know who's who yet. Okay, gotcha. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So, I think before we get any serious business done, I think we should nominate officers. If you think you're ready, if you don't think you're ready, we could just do pro tem officers. Does anybody want to be chair of this committee? Anybody want to? Want to do that? I am not putting my hat in the ring.
Alex, this is Sandra. If nobody else is interested
Hello.
In serving as chair, I will volunteer to be chair.
Okay. Does anybody else want to be chair? Okay. Can we vote Sandra as chair by acclamation? Is that all right?
So moved.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Sandra, you're chair.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. I think the next order of business. Ali, I think I heard you. Are you on the call now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so I think the next order of business is to determine if anybody would like to volunteer to be secretary. Anyone? Okay,
How about spread the work around that everybody volunteered and you know, like we rotate.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, so we'll do a rotating secretary position. Who would like to volunteer to be the secretary for this meeting?
I'll do it if nobody else wants to.
Okay, so Alex, you are the secretary for tonight's meeting. If you say
Alex?
Your name, if you say your name, I'm going to jump on it. Does anybody object to Alex being the secretary for tonight's meeting?
Absolutely not.
Okay, hearing no objections, Alex, you're the secretary for tonight. Okay, so just picking up from where we left off, I'm not sure who all was on this committee previously, but we're a newly formed committee for 2021. And for those of you who weren't on the committee previously, this committee stopped the search for the executive director. I guess it was in September, October of last year, citing that there were no funds to pay for an executive director, so why should we continue to search? And
so,
I think it's... Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to... I don't think it was quite that long ago. This is, what, February? It feels like it was... And maybe it doesn't matter. Like December, January, it feels like it just happened, that discussion. But the net result is the same. The argument is as you said, and it was, you know, that was forwarded to the PNB.
Right. Okay. Well, I would have to go back and look at the dates. We didn't have a secretary. I think I served, and I think, Vanessa, I think you served a couple of meetings, and there was a rotation thing going on in the last iteration of the Personnel Committee. So we would have to perhaps get with Lawrence Reyes, who was the previous chair of this committee, to see when that actually happened. But nonetheless, you're correct that the outcome is the same, that the search was suspended. So I'm suggesting, and I'm welcoming any opinions or suggestions to go along with what I'm suggesting, and that would be that we create a motion to submit to our finance committee so that they can help us determine, you know, in actuality, how we would go about paying an executive director should we be able to find one. So does anybody have any comments that you would like to make or suggestions? I'll take a stab. I think I heard Ali and Vanessa. Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ali and Vanessa, anybody else? Okay. Go ahead, Ali.
Is this meeting considered confidential or closed?
No, this is an open meeting.
Oh, because what I was wondering, if you can't answer, that's fine. But if you can't answer, what is the salary range that would be offered for an executive director?
I don't believe that it's confidential information. But Alex, do you have an answer for that?
Let's just say it would be somewhere between 100K and 150K.
Oh, that much.
Somewhere in that range.
So it would be safe to say it's over 100,000.
Oh yes, you cannot get an executive director for an organization of our size. That's 100,000 is actually a very minimal salary, actually.
Okay, so there we have kind of a ballpark, but nothing is written in stone in that regard. I mean, that would all be part of the negotiating. If we find somebody that we feel is qualified, then it would be a negotiation with the PNB as to what their salary would be and as to whether or not their moving expenses would be included, if they're required to operate out of Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera. So We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Vanessa, go ahead.
So I think that is a very logical way to proceed, since I think that's a legitimate question in terms of, you know, engaging in a search and wanting to be assured that, you know, the effort is sustainable at the end of the day, both for the person. We don't want to do harm to anyone by hiring them and then, you know, having some difficulty paying them. Or, you know, to the network. So, but the other, what I would like to add to that, to your motion to have the finance committee look at it, is if they don't think it's viable, it's sustainable, to pay an executive director, you know, over the long term, can they look at like a half-time position? So that maybe we can have, you know, someone doing the most important duties. Just what are the options? And maybe that's the best way to put it. Is it? I just don't want them to look at a full-time position or nothing. You know, full-time salary or any options that, that might exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Vanessa. Is there anyone else that would like to be on the stack? Okay, well, I have a comment that I would just like to share. You know, if the foundation could not afford a full-time executive director position, then obviously a part-time position could be viable. However, I think we are all aware of how much work the current interim executive director is putting into this. And so it really does require someone who has their feet on the ground full-time to be the executive director. The other thing that I would like to mention that is a concern is that, you know, there appeared that, you know, the foundation is losing money to the tune of like $1 million last year. And thankfully, there was PPP funds that helped pay salaries and helped get us caught up with some of our vendors, and we've got another round of PPP money that can hopefully be utilized to its fullest potential. But, you know, you have to spend money to make money, and $100,000 to $150,000 a year that's well spent on somebody who can actually lead the foundation and basically sing for their supper, I mean, to work for their salary, you know, that they would be able to help get us back on the right footing to raising money and expanding our listenership, which would include additional members that would be donating. So, you know, I think it's important that we try to stay focused on getting a qualified executive director as a full-time position, and that we work with the finance committee and the full PNB to figure out how we can actually pay for that person, and that that person would be somebody that we hire that has some knowledge of fundraising and definitely knowledge of radio, so that we could move forward. I mean, that's ultimately the goal. I just wanted to put that out there. Did I hear Alex?
You heard Vanessa.
And Vanessa? Okay. Alex, Ali, and Vanessa. Okay, so Alex, go ahead.
I think you made a good suggestion. Well, let's formalize that. Why don't I'd like to put forward a motion that we refer the question of how we're going to I mean, if we hire a full-time executive director, that will be a major increase in the expenses for the national office. This is all that all comes out of the national office's budget. So I think we need to go to the finance committee and have them do a feasibility study of how that could be done, whether we could have a sustainable budget for the national office, given a major increase in expenses for a full-time executive director.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Ali?
Yeah, I just wanted to support your suggestion that a competent executive director could more than pay for themselves, even though obviously right now we're not in a great fiscal position. But, you know, hopefully there's a way we can work with the finance committee and come up with something so we can start this search. And like I said, you know, your points are well taken. If we brought someone in who knows what they're doing, they should more than pay for themselves. So I support moving forward.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. Vanessa?
I support in principle absolutely what you're saying in terms of ideally what we should have. And then comes the issue of, you know, the situation that we're dealing with. And so I'm hoping as part of any feasibility study, and I definitely support that 100%. I'm hoping that it will include looking at not only the ideal of, you know, yeah, an organization this size, we need a person, you know, who will be, you know, worth their weight in gold and, you know, can, you know, do their part more than their part to help sustain the network. But, you know, just also looking at an option. So I'm hoping the feasibility study would also include, you know, that sort of investigation.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this? Okay, so I think we need to come up with the verbiage for the motion, and that I think Alex started that with the PNB Personnel Committee is requesting, PNB Personnel Committee requesting the PNB. Go ahead.
PNB Personnel Committee is requesting that the Finance Committee conduct a feasibility study of financing the salary of a full-time executive director.
Do we want to give them like a date specific, like within 30 days, or?
I don't think that's necessary. I think they'll. Well.
He is requesting the PMB Finance Committee do a feasibility study regarding the salary for an executive director within the next 6 weeks. Or something like that?
That's fine.
Okay. So do you have that written down?
I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Let's see. PNB.
Alex, up and serve Vanessa to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
So, Alex, while you're writing, I heard you say specifically full time. And Sandra just said, you know, it did not include that. So, again, what I'm trying to do is just to get some consideration for the Finance Committee to look at the feasibility of another option. So while that feasibility study is being done, that we can look at the possible, you know, variation, full-time, half-time, contractual, so that, you know, we'll have a full set of information to work with and not just do a full-time study in the aspect of
the
community.
Do you want to add to that we'll ask the Finance Committee to study the impact of a salary for a full-time position and also a half-time position?
position.
Or maybe, Vanessa, thank you for bringing that back up. That's a very good suggestion because if they can't find a way to come up with money for a full time, I would suggest that we do for full time and or a paid consultant, maybe.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So, Alex, can you put that in and read it back?
Hold on. I'm working on it.
Okay. While Alex is working on that, the next thing that I think we should discuss would be, the headhunter, the executive search committee utilized previously was the Tom Livingston and Associates and I believe his son. And for those of you that were on the committee previously, you may or may not still have the list of the resumes that he supplied to us. So next step would be a motion as to communicating with Tom Livingston Associates and finding out which of those resumes are still viable, in other words, not outdated.
Before I do that, can I read the motion now?
Yes, go ahead.
The PNB Personnel Committee requests that the Finance Committee investigate the feasibility of financing the salary of a full-time executive director and or a paid consultant and get back to the Personnel Committee within the next 6 weeks.
Okay, that sounds good. Does anybody have any other suggestions or objections to that motion?
I have a question. It's Ollie.
Ollie, go ahead.
So if we're waiting for 6 weeks for word on whether this is financially feasible, what would we be doing in the meantime?
Well, that's the next step, and that was the next topic would be communicating with Mr. Livingston to find out which of the resumes that we received in the last iteration of the Personnel Committee are still viable. And
Sandra, can I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Six weeks seems a bit long to me. Why don't we make it four weeks?
That's exactly where I was going with this.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I don't think it's unreasonable to ask them to come back to us in 4 weeks.
Right.
I think that's a great suggestion. I support that. Does anybody have any objection to that amendment? Okay, so hearing none, then that will be the motion that the PNB Personnel Committee will submit to the Finance Committee, and we will hopefully hear something back from them in the next 4 weeks. Okay, so next step is, I don't know that we need a motion for this or how you want to go forward with communicating with Mr. Livingston. Should we maybe invite him to the next conference call, or would you prefer that myself or someone from the committee communicate with him directly, just kind of let him know that we are reinstituting the search for an executive director and that we would like to get his feedback of, you know, where he was when we dropped off the last time. Anybody have any comments, suggestions?
This is Heather. Can I just ask a question before we go to answering your question?
Okay.
How many people were identified as possible directors, executive directors? I mean, about how many people?
Oh, gosh.
Right.
That's a good question. I want to say there were about 40.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Yeah. There were a lot. There were a lot. But, you know, I'm just throwing that number out. I don't want you to quote me on that as an accurate number, but I want to say there was at least 40. Does anybody else have a different recollection?
I think there were maybe that many, but if I'm remembering correctly, Livingston had done some reviewing of the resumes and thought that maybe there were 10-ish viable candidates, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vanessa.
That's helpful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And Vanessa, I think you wanted to be on the staff, and then is there somebody else?
Yeah, Ali after Vanessa.
Okay. Go ahead, Vanessa, and then Ali.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Ask the question that you asked previously, please. Oh, right. You were going to go to him and say, if I understood the question that you were going to ask Livingston, if I correctly understood that, the message would be that we're restarting the process. I don't know, maybe until we hear from the Finance Committee to say that, you know, we're trying to, you know, figure this out, and there's a possibility, you know, something a bit more nuanced, perhaps,
I'm sorry.
That's okay, then, you know, we're restarting. I mean, maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe that's exactly what's going to happen. But at least in the interim, to get some information, as you suggested, in terms of where was he in that process.
Can I say something?
Okay. Alex, I think Ali is next, and then you're next, okay?
If Alex wants to respond to that, let him go ahead, and then I'll ask my question.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Oh, I was just going to suggest that in communicating to Mr. Livingston, we should let him know that we still have some open questions about our ability to finance the position, but we expect to have an answer to that within 4 weeks. But in the meantime, we want to get the process started. Or at least we want to let him know that we are moving in the direction of restarting the search.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Ali?
Yeah, I just was wondering, this batch of candidates that we're talking about, is this the same batch and search that brought us John O'Neill and or Maxie Jackson?
Are we on open stream?
We
are on an open meeting, and I was not on the national board at that time, so I do not know how those previous interim executive directors were hired. But it's our job now to find a new executive director. So I would just throw that out there. And did somebody else want to be on the stack?
Well, I'm sorry if I said anything that was sensitive. I'm just wondering, as far as the quality of candidates, the pool that we're going back into now, how long ago that was. And as you said, that out of 40 candidates, it came back with maybe 10 or 15 were highly appropriate.
Yeah, I don't think we should discuss those kind of issues in open session, frankly.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Alex. So I guess, do we want to form this in the as a motion, or would the committee like for me to reach out to Mr. Livingston and let him know that we are requesting the feasibility from the Finance Committee as to being able to actually hire, and that we want to restart the search. I mean, how would you like for me to put that to him? Would you like for me to invite him to the next meeting? How would you like to proceed forward with contacting Mr. Livingston?
Vanessa to the staff.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I'm comfortable with the chair delivering that message and inviting them to the next meeting.
Okay. Does anybody have any objections to that? Okay. So I will contact Mr. Livingston, let him know that we are restarting the search, and I will invite him to the next meeting. Okay.
Chair, if you could... the way that Alex framed it, I think it's pretty ideal. If it could be framed in that way,
In terms of, you know, whatever it was he said, it sounded pretty perfect.
Alex, could you put that in writing?
Yeah. okay.
You know, if you put it in writing, then basically what I'm going to do is put it in writing in an email and include the entire committee when I contact Mr. Livingston via email, and then we can go forward from there.
Okay. Do I need to put it in writing right this minute, or can this like happen after the meeting? Or
that would be up to the committee. Is everybody comfortable with him sending out something just for everybody to review, and then we'll go forward from there?
Let's not procrastinate. The chair is authorized to contact Tom Livingston of Livingston and Associates and communicate with him the fact that we wish to restart the search process for an executive director. However, he should be informed that there are still some questions as to our ability to finance the position that we hope to have resolved in the next 4 weeks. How's that?
Perfect. That sounds great. Does anybody have any objections?
Well, yes. I mean, it's not evident to me that we're going to be anywhere near financially able to pay for an ED. And how can we restart the search when we are not capable of paying?
Well, it's a matter of prioritizing certain things, Tom. You may have to prioritize some things over other things without getting into any details. And let's let the Finance Committee figure it out. And if they can't figure it out, they should tell us.
Well, I think we need a response from the Finance Committee before we request another search.
Well, we're not actually asking Mr. Livingston to do anything at this point. We just want to inform him that we wish to restart the process.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. We're restarting it, but we don't have any money to pay anybody. I mean,
we're not saying we don't have any money. We're saying we're investigating the funding possibilities.
Well, okay. I mean, I think a more reasonable question of Mr. Livingston is, to get a reading from him on which candidates still may be available and send us a list of who those may be and what their qualifications are. And
But I think we want to avoid asking him to do some work if we're still not sure we're going to proceed.
Well, it sounds like we're getting to do some work then.
I think we want him to know that we wish to proceed, but we don't have everything in place yet. But we just want to communicate with him that we wish to proceed, and we will let him know in more detail and within 4 weeks. I think that's basically all we want to communicate at this point.
I know, it all sounds ambiguous to me.
So do we
need to take a vote, or can we just list you, Mr. Voorhees, as the one no vote to this motion?
Yeah, I guess I would vote no.
Okay, so... So out of the six people on this committee, there is a one no vote, and that should be noted. but that's 5 votes to proceed with letting Mr. Livingston know that we're working to, we're just informing him that we are looking to restart the executive director search.
With no money to back it up.
We're not going to say that because we don't know that there's no money to back it up. I mean, we could always request funds be set aside because there's money in the coffers now. And don't know how that will work, but that's an option.
All the money in the coffers is spoken for.
We should be able to build up a reserve fund because we are still raising money while payroll protection plan is paying for our, you know, salaries of Pacifica employees.
So, I'm just going to throw this out there. We're not the finance committee. We're not the finance committee. This is simply an attempt to notify Tom Livingston that we would like to restart the search, and to, at the same time letting him know that the finance committee is going to do their due diligence and research if there's a way to pay an executive director. I mean, that's all we're doing at this point.
Ali to the staff.
Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I just want to say I understand Mr. Voorhees' concern, and that's why earlier I asked if we're going to wait 4 to 6 weeks for an answer, what would we do in the meantime? Because we haven't confirmed the amount of money that we will have for this. But I also understand that we have to get the ball rolling so that if the elements fall in place, that we can hire someone, that we, you know, we're ready to move quickly on that. So I think it's appropriate to at least activate or reactivate those resumes that we had before. So I'll support it. But I do want to say I understand his concern.
Thank you, Ali. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this? Okay, so hearing no other objections, we will go forward with contacting Mr. Livingston just to let him know that we're having the Finance Committee look into our ability to pay an executive director, and that we would put him on, just notify him that we are hoping to restart the executive search, and ask him if he would be willing to attend our next committee meeting. Okay, and that brings us to the next committee meeting. My suggestion would be 4 weeks from today, which would be the 29th of March, same time, Monday night. Does anybody have any objections to that date and time?
Nope.
No. Just a question. I guess I imagine that the meetings would be like once a month. Are we going to have, if we're asking the Finance Committee to provide that information in a month, and then we don't have the information yet, I'm just wondering, I don't have any strong objections, just kind of wondering, if it makes more sense to have it the first opportunity in April, but I'll go either way, it doesn't matter.
That would make sense. What does the committee feel about that? You want to do it the following Monday, which would be, let me get my calendar here. The following would be the 5th of April. That would be 5 weeks from today. Does anybody have any objection to that? Okay, so let's go ahead and set the next meeting for the 5th of April at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and that would be 5:30 Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds great.
This is Heather. I just have a question. Go ahead.
Not relative to the motion that we just accepted, but I just wanted to know, and maybe this is not a good time to have this, but I just wanted to know whether or not the personnel committee actually looked at all of these resumes in the past. Was there an oversight or a review from the committee about some of these candidates? Or
Vanessa to the staff.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
No, we didn't get that far. We had a conversation or two, and help me with my memory, because this is just a recall, a conversation or two with Livingston about, you know, kind of where we were in the process. We were restarting, I think, after a year at that point, what was it going to look like moving forward? Like, what were the next steps? And just a description from Livingston, as I recall, of the number and his opinion of how many, you know, he thought were viable. And then there was discussion on the committee about people, you know, who wanted to be involved, more involved in that process, and not just have Livingston, like, you know, send the ones to us that, you know, he thought were best. But there's some people who actually want it to be a lot more hands-on. But no, we did not get to the point of looking at any resumes, to my knowledge.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Vanessa. And that's my recollection as well. Also, I do remember getting an email with attachments for a whole pile of viable candidates.
I remember
scrolling through them, and some of them just stuck out as just not qualified at all. But no, we never got any further than that. I mean, that was going to be our next step, was to review those. I think the chair at that time even asked us to review that list of resumes. And I want to say there were like 40 of them.
Right.
And I remember scrolling through and looking at them. But then everything just came to a screeching halt. So
right.
I can look back and see if I can find that email. And I would be happy to forward it to the rest of the committee if I can find it. I'm sure I didn't delete it. It was something that was important. So let me see if I can find it and forward it to the people on the committee, you know, just so that you'll have some kind of an idea of what type of applicants had been submitted thus far, you know. But again, you know, you don't really want to spend a lot of time doing that kind of review, because we don't know how many of those people in that email with attachments are actually still actively seeking to be the executive director of the Pacific Foundation. And we don't know
exactly.
We don't know what kind of money we're going to have to pay them. So I'll be happy to send it just so that people can take a look, but it's not something that I would recommend that people spend a lot of time on at this point.
And Sandra, I just wanted to say thank you for your better, please forgive me for not asking for permission to speak, for your better recall than mine. I now remember printing that whole kit and caboodle of resumes. So I'm sorry, Heather.
No, I did too, and I remember thinking at the time, oh my God, what a waste of paper.
Right, exactly.
But yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Another question.
Go ahead.
So I'm sure there was some criteria or something that was sent to Mr. Livingston about what we in Pacifica were looking for, right? The candidate?
Yeah, we have. That should be discussed in closed session.
Okay. No, that's fine, Alex. I just wanted to know if we could get a copy of that or whatever.
I believe that I have something along those lines that was sent from a personnel committee from several years ago, like the job description, and having gone through a very similar situation here locally in Houston, you know, searching for our new general manager, you know, the first thing that we did was we went over the job description and nailed all that down and buttoned it up so that everybody was in agreement that that was a valid job description. And then we, of course, we didn't have the services of Livingston and Associates locally, so we, you know, we did it on our own through the assistance with the national office, HR folks, and, you know, locally, you know, posting the job description as well as the job posting, you know. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but yes, that is something that everybody can be thinking on, and if you want to work on that between now and our next meeting, to have suggestions, that would be great. I can look again to see, again, this has been a while, but I'm pretty sure I have an email somewhere that gives a list of the criteria of what we expect out of an executive director. I do recall that the person that I was communicating with in the national office was really wanting the Pacifica Foundation as a whole to come up with a specific job description for our general managers and a specific job description for our executive director that was uniform, rather than reinventing the wheel every time. So that's something that we can all be thinking about as well. I will do a search of my emails and see what I can send out that would be pertinent to the new members on the committee, as well as those of us who are trying to pick up where we left off.
And Vanessa to the staff.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
I think the more you talk, the more I'm remembering in terms of, I think a number of people shared different information that we had used from various search processes. So there was kind of like this amalgamation of information that came in. We never actually used it because then we got into the discussion of affordability. But I think quite a few people, you know, sent information saying, hey, maybe we can look at this, that, or the other.
Right. And I do recall that. And I also recall that we did have discussions as to how the process would go forward once we'd reviewed the resumes, how we would go forward with, you know, the interview process. There was, I recall there was some discussion about, you know, coming up with a list of approved questions that we would then send to X number of possible candidates and have them submit their answers in writing. And then the next process would be, you know, inviting them to, you know, an actual interview and how that interview would be conducted, you know, whether it would be a free form type thing where members of the committee could just pose questions, or if there would be set questions that would be posed to each candidate. I remember there was a strong feeling that people wanted to be able to ask the same questions of each candidate so that it would be determined as a fair process so that everybody would be treated equally. So, again, those are, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but those are all, again, things that we need to keep in mind going forward that, you know, that's what we're going to be looking at doing. So if you have ideas or questions or suggestions regarding any of the process that you would like to put forward, I mean, I think everybody here is open and willing to do our due diligence and find the best possible executive director for the foundation and hopefully be able to pay them. So,
Go ahead, Tom. Yeah, whatever we have for the last round, whatever that was from our consultant, I'd like to see it. If there's a stack of resumes, whether they're current or not, if somebody has those, I'd like to see them. Whatever information we have for our last try at trying to find an ED, I'd like to see.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. I like I said, I'm pretty sure I have at least that that email with the stack of resumes attached to it, and I'm pretty sure I have another email with a list of the criteria. So I'll do a search, and whatever I'm able to find, I'm happy to forward to this new iteration of the Personnel Committee for 2021. Okay?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and we'll see you all on the next meeting, and check your emails.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, very much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.